With school back in session, Rochester City Schools are dealing with the aftermath of mid-year layoffs. 105 teachers did not come back to work on Monday. WXXI's James Brown has the teachers' union's perspective.
Teachers' union president Adam Urbanski says about 150 teachers needed to switch classrooms Monday. But he says the ones who had to move to a different building were in the toughest situation.
That takes a lot of effort, and they may need some help.
Which city school district spokesman Carlos Garcia says was given to teachers on a school-by-school basis. The moves are to cover for teachers who were laid off, an effort by the district to help bridge an estimated $65 million budget shortfall. Unless there's additional state aid, Urbanski says he's concerned that these layoffs won't be the last.
They simply rolled over the same protocols and the same projections that got them into trouble last year and perhaps even in years prior to that.
The district is making efforts to clean up its budget process. Part of Superintendent Terry Dade's plan to handle the shortfall includes cost controls, the hiring of a new chief financial officer, and urging more realistic spending projections. He's also asking for $20 million in additional state aid. Urbanski says the teachers union and other supporters are headed to Albany next week to push for that money. James Brown, WXXI News.